In the society, we see a lot of rapists, abusers of children, attackers, violently, sexually. First of all, you have to understand nobody is born as a rapist in the society. They are not born as a rapist. They are not born as a abuser. It is the society that makes them a rapist. Let me suggest you first one thing. Like the psychologist, they always mention child which is abused by a man or a woman. When that child is grown up, no matter if it's a girl or a boy, they are attracted to the children. Psychologists are known in this sense. Child who is abused in his childhood or in her childhood cannot be a rapist. Maybe he or she will suffer because of remembering all these incidents happened, the way they were abused, they were helpless. That's what I, first of all, I want a psychologist to tell me. That is not true. Then what is true? True is, a man, when he feels powerless, that this lady denied me for the sex. One lady, two lady. In the third attempt, he will be violent. Even his own partner, towards his own partner, he will be violent. Because then he feels powerless, that he didn't have a power. And in the society, that person can become abused. They start abusing other ladies. Same thing happened to the woman. The woman loves someone, or a young girl loves someone, and she's rejected by the person. So chances are she might act violent, sexual. And when it doesn't happen, it is not in her hands. So they become violent. Then the other person, which is stronger, she cannot train. So she goes towards the children. But don't think rapes happens only between man and women. It can happen between women and among the men and it goes all around. And remember, there are violent predators in the college campuses, or in the schools, high schools even. Be careful from them. Because these violent predators, they can really attack you, hurt you, physically. And it is hard when a lady is supposed 100 pounds, 110 pounds, and a 6 feet taller person, or 6 and a half. And if these rapists were raping that kind of lady, she cannot protect herself that time. Because I have seen, if these players, they are denied by the lady, are rejected by the lady, they become violent, sexual, and they begin to attack other ladies. Why? They are not rapists, but they attack it because they are rejected. And they are so muscly, they are so strong, they can rape easily. Don't think that it's just a karma that the lady is raped by someone. That was her karma to be raped. No, that is also wrong concept. These rapists, they are collecting lot of bad karma. Why they collect a lot of bad karma? Because they are hurting someone emotionally, physically, and mentally. The person who is raped or abused or molested sexually, that child, when grown up in the society, will be always fearful. His channels not open for whole of the life. Why? Because they always dream. Even in the dream, they dream like the person is coming and attack them. They get panicky attack. They get a lot of anxiety. They are so afraid to live in the society. They become introverted. They become very shy. And they don't want to have anything to do with other men or dating. They're so afraid. Because they remember the incident, what happened to them. And they were helpless, especially in the childhood. When these things happen, it's very terrible. Because it is hard to forget childhood incidents. And the rapist who is raping or abusing or molesting this child is collecting so many problems, so many bad karmas, that they are going to go down. This life, maybe they have achieved somehow the human body. Next life, they might go down. They will not even be human anymore. Then maybe they will be born as animal. Or maybe somewhere they will burn. What Catholic they say hell, I don't say hell, maybe the hellish kind of planets. They will be born and they will suffer there. So any rape, any abuse, any molestation is not accepted. It is not just to be just blame, oh it is just the karma. sitting up and got a big collecting the new car. And when they keep collecting the new car, they become very much active, but sexually active, and also rapist in the society. They attack one, attack another, because nobody likes them later. When they don't like it, what is going to happen? They will try to find a lady somewhere alone, and they will try to rape. Same thing happened with women. Women and women, men and men. It depends who they are, what they feel. They will attack others. And it is unfortunate it is happening in the society. Why it is happening? Because we don't give them proper education since beginning. If we could have given proper education to the children, and they get real education in the school, they never will be collecting those bad karma by abusing or molesting or raping other people. Can they get a good foundation? Our schools lack this. They don't give our children a good foundation of to respect each other's emotions, respect each other's faith, respect each other's individuality. So, if they get that, that will be the blessings in the society. And we can finish these rapist people just by education. They will not be born that way. But remember, the rapists are there because many people are desperate. Desperation is one another cause that make them rapists. Because they're not satisfying them. They're not satisfied with the partners. Somehow, they get rejected and they become desperate. And desperation leads them to be rapists. Because if the husband is rejected by the wife, suppose, what he will do? He either indulge himself into a masturbation, or he will try to find other partners somehow when they are weak, or they will attack when nobody is there. And they don't know why they are doing it. It happens so automatically, mechanically, they do it. And when they do it, it becomes their habit. It never stops. Those people need a lot of help too. Where they can stop it? But instead of we putting them in the jails or prison behind the bar, we need to give them education there too. If we give them education, they can turn out to be good people. That's what I told them, that nobody is born as a rapist in the society, is their idea, or maybe the parents. Look at how they learn sexual thoughts. How did we become rapists? Children are very wise. The parents who are ignorant parents, at night, they are having sex. They don't know that the child is sleeping in the other room. Maybe he's awake. And the children are very curious about that, what is going on. When they see what is going on, they may be awake, they may be hear you, and even their hormones are not active yet. They are maybe 4 or 5 years old. Maybe they are not sexually active. They cannot be sexually active 4 or 5 years old because they are not hormones yet. But when they hear it, something which is going on through their parents, the sounds they hear, they try to make that sound. And they may be looking them. He holds. You never know. But we are not careful about that. So the society, the makes a child worse. That's what these things, whenever a husband, wife, or a partner, they are in love, or they are making love, they have to be sure that their privacy is not invaded by even a child. If they are careful, I can guarantee your child will be a very good child. When he's grown up man, grown up lady, she will be very good because they learn from the first thing from the home. And if we are always alert, careful, in those moments, your child is very good. You are raising the child very well. And that child most probably 100% will not attack sexually one other person. That is guaranteed. I know that there are many people, they come here to consult with me. That I remember my childhood, that my mom told me that I was lying down at night. And we were having, like we were making love, and he must have heard something. He told me that my mom told me, rascal. It means she knew that her child is listening to all this conversation, listening all these sounds. Otherwise she will not say rascal. But I think sometimes why my mom said to me rascal. Now I remember why she used to tell me rascal. So it is not the child's fault. It is the fault of the parents. That's what I blame the society. If our society structure can be changed, we can not have in the society rapists or abusers. Because society structure is not the way what we think. Our society structure has to be something different. Our education has to be something different. So since childhood, since the babyhood, you don't think that the baby doesn't know. Maybe the parents They're making love and baby is just awake. They think, well, 2 years baby doesn't know anything. Then I can tell that a child learns from 2 to 5 years. Between 2 years and 5 years old, as much they can learn in 2 to 5 years, they cannot learn up to 10 and 15 years. Because whatever they hear, whatever they see, they cannot forget. That's why I tell that children who are abused by grown-up people, or ladies or men, doesn't matter whom, by whom, those children cannot forget those incidents all of their life. We can help them. We can help the rapist. We can help those children who are abused or molested by other people. That's what we do here, that how we can help them, how they can dissolve those thoughts, how they cannot dream again and again the man is coming and attacking them, or this lady is coming and attacking them, and they have always nightmares, they have always bad dreams about it, that somebody is coming with the knife, somebody is coming with the gun and will rape me, and they scream, even they are grown up, because they were abused. So there are many things needs to be taught in the society, and I strongly tell people that it is easy to blame anyone, that maybe it is the karma that a rapist did with me, and maybe it was my karma. It is easy to convince yourself, but it is not the case. Don't convince. Get that. And get a better person in the society. Whatever is slipped from your hand, it cannot come back. But you can shape your life in a better way. You can carve your life in a better way. And you will be the best person in the society if you get help. Maybe psychologists can help a little bit, but that's what I said. Psychologist has not no right history. You need to seek a right person, right guidance. If you do it, you will be surprised. Your all these thoughts, bad dreams, fear, it will begin to dissolve. And not only that, who is the rapist that needs the most help? Otherwise, it will go on and on and on. Let me give you last little bit clue about it. Many societies, like in the Arab countries, maybe you don't know it. Even Afghanistan. Afghanistan, there is a law. If somebody rape you, the rapist is not behind the bar. The girl is behind the bar. Because they think she committed adultery. And that is the law of Afghanistan. They need to be changed. And it happened there, several incidents. Westerns are becoming aware, but in Afghanistan they are not. Because the problem is, if she is raped, deres family pink. Now it will be a very much in solid. We are insulted in the whole society that she is raped. Nobody is going to marry her. So the parents force her to marry the rapist. Can you believe that? Rapist is supposed to be behind the bar and she has to marry the rapist. It is not justice. We need to change our laws, especially Afghanistan or Arab countries. If we begin to change, we can change the whole structure of the society. The structure of the society has something to do with the rapists, because we create lot of rapists. Why? Because the way our education is, way our structure of the society is, we are going to create lot of rapists. It is better to start changing the real thing. Real thing is since the childhood. And the parents have to take first step. Full privacy. There is no like they are committing sin to making love. No. I'm not saying that. But can they be careful or aware about their own babies or their own children so they don't have those thoughts in the early years? Yeah, the time comes, hormones changes, it comes. The parents play a big role. And once the thoughts enter in the childhood, it is very difficult to stop. And it creates a lot of trouble in the family, in the society, and the child can be violent. Because whatever he has seen or she has seen, they want to do. They are lack of knowledge. They don't know anything. They are innocent. So it is in our hands. Parents will be the first to be blamed. And second thing is the structure of society, and third thing is school, education system. We need to give them good education. And all education has to be given properly. Not only psychology. That sexual is psychology. No, not everything psychology. Psychology say many things, but it doesn't mean that it is true. So if we give this good education to our children will be the best children in the society. And they are innocent. They are the best. So that's why we need those things to apply in the society, and we can diminish the rapist from our society. Jai Siddha. Oh, rejection is one thing, because if they are rejected once, twice, three times, that's what I'm saying, they get rejected again and again, and they don't find the partner, and they try to attack someone. And if they succeed in the first attack, they become a rapist. They didn't want to become a rapist. Is the situation, is the circumstances, they are very good people. They were not thinking even to be rapists. But they turn out to be sometimes. I'm not talking all the people. most of people, when they get rejected, rejection is the one factor to make the person like a rapist, attacker. If they don't succeed, then they try again. If they succeed, they try again and again. Unless someone they found very good support, they can stop right. But if they go too far, they will go on. And I can tell you, the one most factor to create rapists is our diet. The children's diet is very bad. The diet of the children, like in the Western countries, we have a special milk. Milk, we give the hormones to the cows. And our all children drink that milk. And they are grown up very quickly, even they are 5 years old, because they are taking hormones through the milk. And we are giving all these hormones, strong hormones, to the cow, because the farmers, our laws are not strict. Farmers give it because they can give more milk. The more milk they will give it, and when the cow stops giving milk, they just slaughter the cow. That has something to do with this milk. Our diet, whatever we eat, even fruits, vegetables, we don't know how even they spray. Maybe they have some kind of spray which steers your this kind of hormones in early age. So there are many factors. We need to make it correct. We need to correct it, this type of things. If parents are very well educated and they know what to give to the child, I guarantee you, maybe 14 or 15 years old girl or boy, they will not know even what hormones is. But otherwise, like 7 years old girl, 8 years old boy, they are full of hormones. And they are active sexually already. Why? It is the parents' fault. They don't know. They have to give the natural milk, which is like organic. The cow is treated very well. That kind of, if we have that kind of knowledge, it makes a child best in the society.